Hi, thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Natalie. How may I help you?
Hey, Natalie. This is Herb Keller from Sedgwick. I have a caller on the line by the name Shaza, which is S-H-A-Z-A. And she's calling to file a claim.
Okay,
and I have the date of loss.
Okay, so we just have the date of loss.
I have the date of loss, the state. The date of loss is 9/19/2024. And the state is New York. And she doesn't have the policy number, but she gave me the plate number of the van.
So she just had the plate number?
Yes. She has a plate number.
Okay, we're going to try to find it. Okay. What's that plate number? They be right. Making us work, don't they?
I know. Yeah, I understand. Okay, the plate number is X as in X-ray, P as in Peter, D as in David, V as in Victor, 1-1.
1-1, and that's also registered in New York?
I believe so. Yeah, I didn't ask her that.
That's fine. I'm sorry. No, that's fine. Okay, well, I have all of that, and if you want to send them over, is it a female or is it a male?
A female.
Female.
It's a female.
Shaza?
Yes, Shaza, yeah.
Shaza, okay. Yeah. You can send her over.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello, Shaza. All right, thank you. Hello, Shaza, are you still there? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for being patient. I have Natalie from Excellence, and she will be able to assist you from here on. And thank you for calling Cedric. You have a great rest of your day. Take care.
All right, thank you.
You too. Have a good day.
Thank you. And you too, Natalie. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Hi, Miss Shaza.
Hi.
Am I saying it right, Shaza?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we just have a plate number. Was that registered in New York as well?
I'm not sure, but I do have the VIN number for that vehicle as well.
Okay, so you have the VIN number. Okay, so I can take that VIN.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's 7F, C as in cat, E as in elephant, H, D as in dog, B as in boy, 79, NN005153.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it to make sure I have it correctly. So I have 7FXDELTA. And was that 79?
Yes.
Okay, and was it M as in Mike or N as in Nancy?
N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy. So NN, I have NN, sorry. No, NN 005153.
Yes.
Okay, let me look this up and see if we can find policy. Okay, and so this is for a 2022 Riviera. Let me see. Then get us a policy. And is this for Pride Delivery Services LLC? Do we know, or did it just say Amazon Logistics?
So.
Okay. Okay, so it looks like I did find a policy. Let me bring this here. And this is a new claim, right? Or we're not?
Yeah, it's a new claim.
Okay. 1725. Copy this and take this policy number. And this is for 9/19 yesterday, so not 18.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just making sure because I've seen one for the 18th, but I always like to make sure. So this is for the 19th. So this is a completely new one. So we're going to go here to new. Let me see if I can do it by the VIN. Date of loss was yesterday. Search. Alrighty, select. Defend new and just bringing up everything. I found the policy and everything. So,
okay.
This all Jersey is where they're located. All right. 07712. Talk a little bit more. Save it. And the time that it happened, the time of loss?
It says that it happened at 7:02 a.m.
7:02 a.m. Okay. 2 a.m. All right. And I have your first name as Shaza. And is that spelled S-H-A-Z-A?
Yeah.
A-Z-A. And your last name or initial?
It's F as in Frank, I as in Igloo, R as in Robot, O as in Oscar, Z as in Zebra, V as in Victor, I.
Okay. Alrighty. And did you want to put any information down for yourself? Because you're the claimant, right? They hit you, or do you work for?
No, I'm the claimant's insurance. Yeah.
Okay.
So
you're adverse carrier.
And our insured wants to go with you guys.
Okay, that's fine. Did you want to put down an email or phone number?
I need to call the insured to get a release for their contact information. I can't give it out just like that, but could I direct number?
Yeah, no, I was asking for you to be contacted.
Oh, for me?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Did you want your...
Yeah, 972.
Okay, 972.
779.
779-9520. And is there an extension? Or?
Yeah. Oh. No, there's no extension.
Okay.
But once I get the insured's confirmation that they want their information released to you, they said that they wanted to be in contact with you, so they'll be in contact with you.
Okay.
But not me.
Okay. Okay. Because at the end, like after we finish filing this and filing the claim, you'll get adjuster's name and a claim number. So therefore, they don't have to call us.
Okay.
They would just call the adjuster and speak to the adjuster about
okay,
the claim.
Perfect.
So it's fine. We don't have to have any of their information because they're going to talk to the adjuster. So it's going to be.
Okay, got it. Do you need my email as well?
Yes, I can put down your email. That's because that's just for if they say if they get the claim and they want to like reach out to someone, it would just be to you. It wouldn't be to them until your clients wanted to be contacted. But this, yeah, when I was asking for phone number and email, that's for you. So just in case they need to contact you. Okay. And your email?
Okay. It's S as in snake. And then my last name at Skyward Insurance.
At Skyward. And that's that SKYWARD.
Yes.
Skyward.com. Okay.
SkywardInsurance.com.
Oh, let me put the insurance.com. And you did say your last name, right?
Yes.
Let me take out the capitalized F. Do a lowercase. Okay. So I have that. And do they have permission to send you email messages if need be?
Yes.
Okay. And save that. Okay, and do we have the lost location?
Yes, it happened at 300 East 18th Street.
East 18th Street. Okay. And is that in Brooklyn, New York?
I don't have the city or zip code written, but I know it's New York.
Okay. Because it's coming up, it's giving me 300 East 18th Street, but it says Brooklyn, New York. And it's going to ask me for a city. Like, I at least need a city, but I don't know if I... Yeah, it still asks me for a city. It comes up as Brooklyn. But I don't know if I want to put it in notes. Like, it may be Brooklyn and it may not be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have the city written down.
Okay. Because it gives me, and this happened in New York, right? But it happened in New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it as Brooklyn, New York for right now because that's how it comes up. The other ones are Austin, Texas, Antioch, California. Like, that's the only one that says New York with that address.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave it at Brooklyn for the city. So just so we know, that's how it came up. And that way it'll let me put it in. And then if not, if we figure it out like later or whenever, we can always go in and change that. The city, it's not Brooklyn. Okay. Alrighty. And the description of what happened?
Okay. So our insured said that he was parked near 300 East 18th Street waiting for another tech. And then the Amazon truck tried to pass between a double parked car and they swiped the left fender of the work truck.
Okay. So the claimant, your client, which is the claimant, was parked near 300 and East Street. And our insured tried to come through where it was a double parked vehicle. Well, our insured just tried to come through and sideswiped your client. Okay. Insured. Okay. Came and sideswiped claimant's vehicle. All righty. All righty. So I have this. It's a two vehicle. And he was also parked, right? Like he was parked.
Our insured was parked.
Right, right.
I think the other driver was driving.
We were moving. Right. Our insured was moving, but your client was parked. So I just wanted to make sure I put that part there because he was parked. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even moving. Okay. So yeah. Our insured hit the parked car. Okay. I have the vehicle. Do we know the damage description to our vehicle, if any, to our insured's vehicle? Unknown damages.
It says that the rear fender of the Amazon truck hit his vehicle. So I'm assuming there's damage on his rear fender.
Okay, sorry, excuse me. Add that, and we have the driver's. Do you have the driver's name that was driving the Amazon vehicle?
I do. His name is Javier Sanchez Nunez.
Javier, okay. Could you spell that for me?
Yeah, it's JAVIER, and then Sanchez, SANCHEZ, and Nunez, N as in Nancy, U, N as in Nancy, EZ.
Easy. Okay. And that is Sanchez, not Sam Chaz. I didn't put an M, but I got it right. Mm-hmm. All right, Sanchez, got that. And do we have any information for him, a phone number, address, any?
I do. I have his, they took a picture of his license, his okay. driver's license.
Alrighty.
And I can give you the address on that.
Okay.
Okay, his address is 756 Bayway Avenue.
And is Bayway one
Elizabeth
word?
Yeah, it's one word.
Okay.
And it says Elizabeth, New Jersey.
All righty. I have
zip
that.
Zip code looks like 07202.
Okay. So we have that. Let me save this. And then you have his driver's license number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's going to be S as in snake, 0387533711872.
All right. So I have S as in Sam, 0387533711872.
Yes. That's correct.
Okay. And the state that is registered in, is that New York or?
It's New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. New Jersey. Got that. Save. Okay. So now I am going to get your client's vehicle information. Do we
okay.
have the VIN? Or so I can look it up, or if you just want to make your model, your make and model.
It's a 2023 Toyota Tacoma.
23 Toyota Tacoma. All right.
Alrighty. And do we have the VIN?
Yes, we do. Do you want the full VIN or the last?
Yes, the full VIN.
Okay. Okay, the VIN is 3TYRX5GN9TT078242.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it to make sure I have it correctly. I have Alpha, Tango, Yellow, Romeo, X-Ray, 5, George, Nancy, 9, George, Tango, 0, 7, 8, 2, 4, 2.
The first digit is 3.
3. Okay, not an A.
Instead of A. Yep.
Okay, so it's 3T. Okay. Got that.
And then in between, I think after GN9, it's a P instead of a G.
It's a P, not a G. Okay. So I got, and so it's PT.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And do we have a plate number?
For our vehicle, we do not.
Okay. That's fine. Alrighty, and then the owner of the vehicle,
I don't know who owns the vehicle.
Okay.
But the company is Colony Pest Management.
Pest Management. Okay. All righty. And how do you spell Colony? Just to make sure I have it correctly, because I don't know if I'm having a brain fart. I just wanted to make sure I spelled it correctly.
No worries. It's Colony.
Yeah, I spelled it right. Well, it don't look right now. You know how some words you spell and they just do not look right? I'm like, does that really spell like that?
Yeah.
Okay. And do we want to put any information down for them? Don't need to, but if you wanted to.
Yeah, we don't really have
much
information anyway.
Okay, that's fine. So we got them down there. All righty. And the damage description to the vehicle.
Okay, so this vehicle, it says it has a scratch and a dent on the front left fender.
Scratch and dent on the left front corner?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And the vehicle was still drivable, right? No one had to have it towed.
I didn't ask the insured, but she did say that it is the driver is still driving it.
Okay. Okay. So I'm gonna add this. And no one was driving, so I'm not gonna put a driver down because they were parked. Or because there's no driver, so it shouldn't make me put anyone down. Then again, it might.
Do we know the driver that was with the car, or was anybody with the car? No one was with the car. Or do we have... Okay, so I'm going to put their name down just to be on the safe side. So we have everybody's name. Okay, so the driver's name.
His name is Dario Wagman. I'll spell it for you.
Okay.
It's D as in dog, A-R-I-O, and the last name is W-A-G-M-A-N.
Okay. And we don't have to. Do you want to put any information for him? We don't have to. His name is good enough.
No, that's fine. Yeah, we don't have a number for him either.
Okay. So that's fine. Save that. And was the police involved?
He said that the police was happening to drive by. So they just spoke with the police. I didn't see any police report number or anything.
Okay.
So I think they were just happening to drive by, and then they just spoke to them.
Okay. So I'm going to put no, because we don't have a police department, and they were just driving by. So, and do we have any witnesses other than the parties that were involved?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Alrighty. So it looks like I have everything that I need to process this, get you the claim number and the adjuster's name and their information.
Okay, sounds good. So then I can just tell my insured that you will be in contact with them?
Yes. So they usually get in contact after we file the claim. So it's already been sent over to the adjuster. And so they usually reach out within 24 to 48 hours, but, don't quote me. I'm not really sure. Cause I just filed the claim. So after it leaves me, I'm not really sure how the process goes, but I do know they get in contact within 24 to 48 hours. So it may be today that the adjuster reaches out to them, or it may be on Monday next week sometime.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. So I have that information for you. When you're ready, I can give it to you.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so the claim number is going to be X-Ray Charlie - Orca, which is O-R-C-A - 24 -05678.
Okay, got it. It's XC-ORCA-24-05678.
Yes. And then the adjuster who is handling the claim, first name is Pepsi, so it is P-E-P-S-I. I'm going to spell the last name. I'm not sure how to say it. So the last name is spelled K-H-O-U-A-N-L-A-K.
Okay, I have P-E-P-S-I-K-H-O-U-A-N-L-A-K.
Yes. And then she has an email address, and her email address is actually her first name, her real first name. And so I'm going to spell it out. For you, because I'm not sure how to say her first name, nonetheless. So her email address is going to be Papa Hotel Echo Tango Sam Alpha Q Kilo, Hotel, Oscar, Nancy, Echo. And then it's going to be Dot, her last name, which is the K-H-O-U-A-N-L-A-K. And it's going to be at xclaims.claims. So it's claims, but the first one has an X in front of it.
Okay, got it.
And then she also has a direct line that goes straight to her. That is 814-885-4398.
Okay, got it. I have 814-885-4398.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. And I can give this information to my insured, right? Or
yes.
Should I wait for the...
Well, okay. No, you can give it to the insured, so you'll want to give them that claim number. So if they call, that's the claim number that they will want to give to pull up the claim. And then that would be, and Miss Pepsi would be the adjuster that they speak to that will be handling the claim to make sure everything goes through.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And is there anything else I can do for you today?
I think that's all. Thank you so much for helping me.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful rest of your day, and have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.